Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a Dubwise Jungle Pad Drift Stretch in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those background sounds that can completely change the feel of a track without getting in the way. Think wide, smoky, haunted atmosphere. Something that feels like it's floating behind the drums, bending slowly, and stretching the room, but never stealing the low end. This kind of pad belongs naturally in intros, breakdowns, halftime switches, pre-drop tension, or even tucked under a roller as a long-form texture. It's not about making a shiny ambient pad for its own sake. It's about making a DJ useful atmosphere. Something that deepens the tune, supports transitions, and gives the whole track a recognizable Dubwise haze. Why this works in D&B is simple. Jungle and Dubwise drum and bass rely on space, delay, and controlled decay just as much as they rely on the break and the bass line. A drifting pad can imply motion even when the rhythm is minimal. It can make the drop feel bigger, because the ear remembers the atmosphere before the drums return. But if you get too bright, too wide, or too continuous, the pad will fight the snare, clutter the groove, and blur the mix. So the mission is balance. Start with a source that already has a bit of character. Don't chase perfection. Pick a short chord, a dusty stab, a vocalish texture, or a simple stock instrument sound in wavitable, analog, or simpler. Minor, sus2, or add 9 voicings tend to work really well, because they leave some harmonic ambiguity and keep the mood dark. Keep it compact, and stay mostly above the sub range. If you're using a sample, drop it into simpler and make sure it can hold a sustain, or be ready to stretch it. If you're using MIDI, play something simple and restrained. The pad doesn't need to be harmonic wallpaper. The drums and bass are already doing the talking. The pad just has to imply a world around them. Now stretch that source into a long bed. In arrangement or session, extend it over 2, 4, or 8 bars. Keep the movement slow. Trim the start if there's a click or a heavy attack. If the sound gets a little watery in a good way, that's often useful. If it starts sounding too facey or unstable in a bad way, that's your cue that the source may be too complex to survive the stretch. And honestly, if the stretched sound already has a good tone, stop there. You do not need to pile on effects just because you can. Indeed, NB, simple often wins because it leaves room for the break. Next, shape the core. Put a Q8 on the source first. This is cleanup, not final polish. Roll off unnecessary low end, often somewhere below 120 to 200 Hz depending on the sound. If it feels cloudy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's sharp or papery, ease off around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and if you need a little air, a very gentle lift above 8 to 10 kHz can help, but don't overdo it. Then bring an auto filter. You can place it before or after the EQ depending on whether you want it to behave more like tone shaping or performance control, but the main idea is the same. Use a slow low-pass movement to create that drifting, underwater feeling. Think of a filter sweep over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Not an obvious EDM sweep. More like a tide coming in and out. What to listen for here is how the drums change around the pad. If the kick and snare suddenly feel clearer, you're on the right track. If the pad sounds slightly smaller but the groove opens up, that's a great trade. That's the kind of move that makes D&B work. Now let's add motion with dub attitude. Use echo and keep it musical. A delay time that fits the tempo can be 1/4, 1/8 dotted, or 3/8 depending on the feel you want. Keep feedback moderate. High pass the repeats so they don't cloud the low mids, and low pass them so the repeats stay smoky instead of shiny. This is where the pad starts feeling like it lives in a real space, not just a plug-in chain. If the source feels too static, add a little chorus ensemble, just a little. The goal is drift, not seasick wobble. You want the sound to feel like it's moving through air, not like it's being ripped apart by modulation. Why this works in D&B is because Dubwise atmosphere often lives in the repeat and decay. The echo gives the room size without demanding constant notes. In jungle especially, those soft repeats can make a break sound like it's bouncing off warehouse walls. That's powerful. Keep it controlled, though. If the pad becomes louder than the source, reduce the wet level or lower the feedback. At this point, you get to choose the flavor. If you want a cleaner Dubwise stretch, keep the saturation light. Smooth, wide, spacious, polished. That works well for deeper rollers, atmospheric intros, and more refined jungle arrangements. If you want a dirtier, smoked-out stretch, add a little saturator. Maybe follow it with a subtle redux if you want some lo-fi edge. Just a touch. Enough to rough up the texture, not enough to turn the pad into noise. A small amount of drive, around 1 to 4 dB, can be enough. Use soft clipping if needed to keep peaks under control. This choice matters. Cleaner sounds are elegant and open. Dirtier sounds bring menace and underground bite. Pick the one that fits the track, not the one that sounds more impressive in isolation. Now let's talk width, because this is where beginners often get excited and accidentally wreck the mix. You want stereo spread, but you need mono safety. In DNB, your low end has to stay stable, and your atmospheric layer should not fall apart when summed. So keep the low end filtered out first, spread the sound gently with chorus ensemble if needed, and use utility if you need to rein it in. Let the width live mostly in the upper mids and highs, while the body stays controlled. What to listen for here? If the snare loses its front edge when the pad gets wide, you've gone too far. If the bass starts to smear or shift, the pad probably still has too much low mid content. And if the pad sounds massive in stereo but turns into a thin hiss in mono, it's not done yet. It only sounded finished in a flattering playback condition. Now turn the pad into an actual transition tool by automating the drift over bars, not beats. Slow automation is the key. Move the filter cutoff, the echo feedback or wet level, and maybe the track volume in long swells. Think 4 bars for a short intro turn, 8 bars for a proper dubwise build, and 16 bars if it's the core atmosphere of the section. A useful arrangement move is to start filtered and narrow, then open it up gradually, add a little more delay, and let the pad rise slightly as the drums come in. Then, before the next section or drop, thin it back out so the impact lands harder. That contrast is everything. A pad that stays equally open all the time kills tension. A pad that breathes with the phrase makes the track feel alive. Another important habit here is to stop checking the pad in solo. Always test it against the break, the kick and snare, and the bass. That's the real truth test. If the pad fights the snare, cut more around 200 to 500 Hz or shorten the delay tail. If it masks the hats, tame the brightness or reduce the reverb. If it disappears completely, try adding a little harmonic content with saturation instead of just turning it up. And since this is DJ Tools territory, think about mixability. The pad should help the tune enter and exit cleanly. It can lead the intro, build pre-drop pressure, or return in a thinner form on the outro so the next tune can blend in. A strong DJ-friendly move is to let the first phrase be more open and emotional, then simplify the last phrase so the arrangement can hand off smoothly. Once it's working, print it. Freeze or flatten the pad so you can see the waveform. Trim the tail, reverse a small section, or cut a perfect pickup into the next phrase. Often the best version is the one you commit to audio once the sweet spot appears. That's when you can shape it like a real arrangement element instead of a floating patch. A nice pro move is to keep a few versions. One cleaner, one dirtier, one thinner for outro use, and one with a longer tail for intro tension. That way you're choosing by arrangement need, not emotional attachment to one sound. And if you want even more drama, try a reverse haze version later, where you print the pad and reverse the audio to create a haunted swell into the drop. A few reminders to keep you on track. Don't leave too much low end in the pad. Don't make the delay too wet. Don't overwiden the whole sound. Don't automate too fast. And don't keep stacking devices on a weak source, when a better source, or a cleaner print, would solve the problem faster. In Dubwise DNB, restraint usually sounds more expensive than complexity. If you want the darker, heavier version, think menace through restraint. Let the pad imply mood without fully revealing itself. Use the delay tail like a ghost rhythm. Push the mids, not the sub. If you want it to feel more human or broken, a slightly detuned or unstable source can work beautifully. If you want depth, layer a distant filtered version underneath a tighter, brighter one. And if the atmosphere ever starts flattening the drop, pull it back. The drop has to win. So the finished goal is a pad that feels deep and haunted, moving slowly, wide but mono safe, present but not competing, and ready for intro or tension duties. It should sound like it's breathing around the drums, not floating on top of them. Here's your quick recap. Start with one source that already has mood. Stretch it into a long bed. Clean it with EQ8. Add slow motion with auto filter and echo. Decide whether you want cleaner polish or dirtier grit. Control the width carefully. Automate over bars, not beats. Check it against the break and bass. Then print the useful version and refine the tail and arrangement. Now take the exercise seriously. Build one usable Dubwise Jungle Pad Drift Stretch in 15 minutes, using only stock Ableton devices and one source sound. Keep the low end out, make one clear 8-bar automation move, and get it working with drums and bass, not just in solo. If you can make it feel dark, drifting, and DJ-friendly, you've got the skill. That's the move. Build it simply, Shape it patiently and let the atmosphere do the heavy lifting.